Mr. President, I thank you.
My delegation for their comments and their responses. I have also taken very careful note of many comments and recommendations regarding the death penalty. I have to state, however, that the circumstances in Vietnam at this stage do not yet allow us to abolish the death penalty. Having said that, over the years, as we reform our laws, the number of crimes that are subject to the death penalty have been significantly reduced and now only include the most serious crimes. And also during the reporting period, additional safeguards have been put in place in order to enhance the responsibility, the accountability of the agencies and individuals that are involved in the sentencing or the execution of the death penalty. I also heard many recommendations regarding the establishment of a national human rights institution. I think the distinguished ambassador of the Republic of Korea helped me answer part of the issue when he said that Vietnam has established a working group to study the possibility of the establishment of an NHRI. Indeed, we have conducted a lot of research. We have organized many workshops and seminars. We have conducted a number of study tours in order to learn from the experiences of other countries. And one thing that we have learned is the fact that the models for NHRI are extremely diverse. And it is making it harder for us to really decide where we want to place or how we want to establish the NHRI in Vietnam. So we are continuing these efforts and we appreciate the cooperation and support of member states and other partners in our study to and final decision, hopefully, to establish the NHRI in Vietnam. So with that, Mr. President, I would like to thank you.